For Blue Star Contemporary, this is the Artist Digest, and I'm Jacqueline Saragosa McGilvery, speaking with artists about their inspirations and practice. Today we hear from Hyeryeong Min about her body of work, Remembrance of the Remembrance, a part of the group exhibition, Novel Ideas. Hyeryeong Min is a South Korean photographer living and working in New York City. She received her MPS from the School of Visual Arts in New York City, and her work explores the intersection between human relations and the inner self. Hyeryeong has been exhibited at the Bronx Documentary Center, the Detroit Center for Contemporary Photography, the Center of Fine Art Photography, and many, many more venues. Additionally, Hyeryeong's work has been featured at many international photo festivals, and she has been the recipient of numerous awards, residencies, and grants for her work. Remembrance of the Remembrance includes photographs of your journals, self-portraits, photos of places described in your writings, tributes, and of course the original journals themselves. How do all these parts function and come together to make up the project?
When I first opened my old written diaries, I didn't know how this project will look like. In general, for new body of work, I get ideas, inspirations, and stimulations. All of this takes a while for me, you know, sometimes years and years. And then once I start, I get clear and, you know, better ideas slowly. And then I may go back and add things and drop things, adjust. That's how I work. For this project, I had three elements, which were diaries, self-portrait, and me turning 40s. Those are the motifs. I knew, what I knew was that I will be able to read my diaries in the middle of the forest in Woodstock, and then I was going to make a self-portrait before turning 40. So after working on those for a month during the artist residency in Woodstock, and then came back to New York, I realized that the self-portrait was not enough to show what I wanted to say. And at that point, I was able to reread my diaries in my home studio before I couldn't, just emotionally. I selected very specific pages, paragraph, word by word, after reading multiple times more of like 70 plus diaries. For the still life, I try to find the same or similar color temperature, the shape of the light, and the contrast for the still life that I had for my self-portrait in Woodstock. So I had to chase the moving light that coming through the studio windows. So if I miss once, I have to wait until the same quality of light comes back. So it took a year for me to complete those still lives. When I completed, I knew that still it was not enough. That's something that I can't explain in word. It's just, you know, my instinct knows that it wasn't done. It was always the case for my work. To be able to say proper goodbye to those memories, there's not much to do, not much I could do physically. It's just because I can't go back to my 20s and meet somebody that I wanted to forgive, or somebody that I wanted to answer, but realized that there is one thing that I could do, which was visiting those locations in person. So I decided to go back to Korea to revisit those locations that I mentioned in my written diaries. That summer was so hot. It was like 105 degrees every day. It was very surreal for me, but I think it kind of helped that I was completely in my past on those days. I stayed for 2 months. For me, it was sort of a performance, and those photographs definitely supported self-portrait and still life. For me, it's like those old still life painting that has the vase with, you know, a couple of flowers and an apple, couple apples here and there, and then pears here and there, and like rotten fish somewhere. If one element is missing, still it may say the, you know, same message in certain way, but with the right element and the composition and the construction, it speaks better and smoother in a natural way. For me, those three elements helped each other to say what I wanted to say. And those tribute and original journals that I included in the show was what I had in my studio in Birdcliff. And I had those around me the whole time that I worked on this project. So it was very natural for me, and I wanted the audience to feel the same, and I think it helped.
Included in the installation at Blue Star are excerpts from your journals as a large vinyl mural. What does this element add to the work?
When I first started reading the diaries, I felt that text from the diaries became alive and surrounded me in 3D. Many of my diaries I wrote really, really small handwriting. I just didn't have enough time. I didn't have enough space in my diaries, and I had so much to say, so I wrote the smallest text possible without space, and I wrote so much from top to the bottom of the page, and those tiny texts didn't let me stay still. It shook me so much in every direction, and like wanted to dance with me. And of course, sometimes I feel burdened. So I wanted my audience have the experience. And of course, I knew that most of the audience wouldn't be able to read Korean, but it wouldn't matter. The contents was not what I wanted to share. It was the text itself. Shape of the text could be, or the power of those small text is what I wanted to share. Of course, those text that I chose for the vinyl mural was what I selected very carefully in a chronological order from whole diaries, depending on how much space I had in each exhibition.
How we experience and build memories is central to this project and the medium of photography itself. Was this function of photography important to you when making this body of work?
As Garcia Marquez said, what matters in life is not what happens to you, but what you remember and how you remember it. We all rely on the memory that we made, and all the document, including photography, has its own distortion and reflection. There will be no true or false. All the document has its own version. That's what it is. The moment that I write my diary, there must be a distortion. And when I reread, digest, and then make a photograph out of that memory, there must be another, the second distortion. That's why the memory is interesting for me, and also at the same time, that's why it's cruel for us. For me, how it distorts depending on who sees and when and which situation is been taken, it's very interesting. And yes, that's a very important element in my work. For this project, I didn't make a photograph straight out of the text. I destruct the memory and request as new memory as the title of this project.
Many visitors have found the work to be emotionally resonating with them and are almost at a loss for words at how it impacts them, simply sharing it as beautiful or some of their favorite work they've seen. Was the conceiving and making of this project emotional for you as the artist?
My work is very personal, and what I want to achieve through my work is very personal as well. I don't consider much how my work will be shown or how it will be accepted by others. I consider how I will deliver things for myself through my work and how it will affect me in the end. Just like the writer looking for the right word for days and weeks, I go for details for days and weeks and, you know, for long that nobody else will even be noticed but me. This body of work also took 2 years. The memory, the emotions, or the moment that I wanted to put into in this photograph was not meant to be delivered directly to the viewer, the audience, as one standard. That was never my intention. If the audience sees, found their own memories, or and like swim around in their own memories, that will be my biggest pleasure. Delivering my own memory or the emotion to somebody else is impossible and meaningless. If my photograph can move somebody's emotion, or, you know, brings back or recall their special moment, that's meaningful. I don't think that's the only my philosophy. That's how I see other artwork as well. No matter how popular or important artwork is, if it doesn't speak to me, then it's not important, or it's not something that I would consider much. If like little drawing that my niece made moved me a lot, then that's more important. During the exhibition opening, so many people came up to me and shared their memories and emotions. I really appreciate it, and then I couldn't be happier.
Novel Ideas is all about the importance of books and the written word in the life and practice of artists. What role have books played and writing in your life, and how important are they to you?
I'm a very visual person, and I guess that's why I became a visual artist. However, since I was little, I always wanted to be a good writer. Not professionally, it didn't work like that. But writing something was always my obsession, and I can still give up on that. Writing has a different way of express and different way of being accepted by others than photography. Through this work, the text from my diary became a photograph, and the photograph, the still life photograph, has text in it, and those relationships are interesting during the work. And also for exhibition and publishing a book of this body of work, I have to combine the text on the wall and the text printed straight out of the diary, combining with my photograph. It was another challenge, because those two different medium has to work together. It was challenging and interesting, and definitely that's something that I want to continue doing in the future if I have a chance.
This has been the Artist's Digest from Blue Star Contemporary.